Sinatra with Anna DeBlancis right here on 720 WGN. And we have the legend with us, Ann Compton, who is in residence for us for ABC News. We talked to you last week about your career in Cleveland. What an amazing career you've had. The first woman ever, right, in the White House press corps.
First for what? For television, right.
For television.
Mm-hmm. And that was so long ago. It was 1974. But before that, I was the first woman for television in the Virginia State Capitol. And as fate would have it, brand new Republican governor. The Republicans were the progressives. The Democrats were the segregationists. The new Republican governor comes in with his 11-year-old daughter. She's at this convention tonight. She is Ann Holton, wife of Tim Kaine. I have known her and covered her family since she was 11 years old.
That is incredible. And has she ever, or you ever seen anything like this before, this election cycle? Did you talk to her about that at all?
Absolutely. And what I would counter that with, her father was elected as the first Republican governor of Virginia, the Confederacy, in 100 years. And that was 1969, on the heels of Bobby Kennedy's assassination, Martin Luther King's assassination, the fabric of America torn apart over Vietnam and civil rights. That was an election which makes this one pale by comparison. The national upheaval was so great. Now, there are divisions now. It's a different political split. And I don't see any chance of this, sign of this coming together in the next president's term.
It doesn't feel like that.
Now, let's talk about Ann Holton specifically. Her background growing up in all of this, Tim Kaine, her husband, not growing up in all of this. How influential has she been in his career?
Well, I think since they met while they were both third-year law students at Harvard, graduating magna cum laude, attracted to each other, both went off and did clerkships. And her father, Governor Holton, told me this morning that Ann is a better negotiator than Tim.
Oh, I can see that for sure.
And there was never any doubt they were not going back to Kansas City. They were coming to Virginia, where her family was really political royalty. And the other thing that her father did, and it was the front page of the New York Times the week he was inaugurated. Governor of Virginia moves into the mansion, can send his kids anywhere in a city where the schools, public schools, were black, and there are white academies for the white kids. He took her older sister, Taylor, by the hand and walked her into the black Kennedy High School by the hand, and enrolled all of his kids in public school, and it was the lead of the Huntley-Brinkley report that night.
Wow.
Wow.
So his inaugural address said, I'm about to make Virginia a model of race relations. Here he is, age 92, and I called him the minute I heard that Tim Kaine was going to get it, and he said, oh, no, I don't think we're... I said, you'd better come to Philadelphia. And this morning, he could not have been more pleased.
And they featured him last night, or Tim Kaine featured him, pointed to him up in the box, and the cameras were on them. And the stories he could tell, right? I mean, the experience that he's had.
Absolutely. And all four of their children, three of their children are politically engaged. One's in Oregon, ran for Attorney General of Oregon. All of his kids, I think, are Democrats. I think Linwood Holton's still nominally a Republican. But look at what we're facing in a political world. Even Michael Bloomberg last night and Ivanka Trump last week said, I don't consider myself a Republican or Democrat. In this year, with two nominees that have such high negative ratings, there are a lot of Americans who are saying, hey, wait, I don't feel a connection to either one.
You hear that a lot. You do. Tim Kaine's speech last night, let's talk about that, how he did. He was on the national stage. A lot of people were learning about who he is for the first time, not that familiar with him. He came across as folksy, a little bit of an attack dog where necessary to help out Hillary Clinton. I thought he did well at the narrative of coming from talking about his blue-collar roots and leading up to why he was led into public service. He did a great job on a day when the president delivered the best speech potentially of his entire life. It paled in comparison to that, but it was a good speech.
Well, I think Tim Kaine's speech last night came across kind of aw shucks and a little not quite ready for prime time. A little somebody on the air called it dorky when Ro and I were on the air last night. But let me tell you this. Ann Holton told me in the interview this morning, and the senator dropped by, that when they got back to the hotel suite last night, a friend of theirs sent them a Twitter feed of comments about it. And they were withering comments. Some of them said, yeah, he's just a regular soccer dad. Barack Obama is the cool dad. Tim is the dad. And she said they laughed about them all night long. That's a pretty healthy attitude.
It is a pretty... He probably wears mom jeans, too. He would be criticized for his fashions, and I think that's okay. People, you know, embrace him because of that, the background.
You see, The Skim, which is a daily news feed today, said he's the dad in every sitcom ever. Is what he is. Yes.
That's Skim with two M's,
right.
And it's the hot take on what the news is. But he's done an interesting job of expectations because, remember, he was promoted as he's the boring potential vice presidential nominee. Well, if you set the bar at boring, and then in Miami when he was announced, and he spoke Spanish, and he was warm and soft-edged compared to
Hillary. He is warm. I think the things that are really helping him, we talked about this on the air a little bit last night, obviously Virginia is going to be one of those states that's going to be heavily contested and very important to the outcome. He does speak Spanish, so he cuts across. He's got this incredible backstory about going to Honduras and helping people build houses and the missionaries. He's a Jesuit. He's Catholic. That will help, I think, I think that the metric is they think that it will help in places where there's questions about faith, right? And Donald Trump certainly has issues with that. I think the faith community, they may like what he's saying because it would be tough on, especially, you know, Christian conservatives who want him to be tough on certain things. It's still kind of question whether or not he's even close to their team. But Tim Kaine is interesting because Democrats also similarly have an issue, liberals have an issue with him on the issues of abortion because, you know, he doesn't really want to come out and discuss his own personal feelings about that.
Well, Tim Kaine says that he is personally opposed to it. I mean, if it meant his family and his sensibilities, but he also believes in a right to choose, but he goes with limits for it. And I think the idea of faith and family and values and stuff, there are a lot of Americans out there not thrilled with either party leader, not thrilled with the credibility issue at the top of either ticket. And I think Tim Kaine was chosen because he gives people, say, well, yeah, that's closer. Even Bill Kristol, the neoconservative who can't stand Trump, as soon as Kaine was announced, said, couldn't we realign the tickets and you could have your choice of Trump, Clinton, or Pence, Kaine?
Oh, that's interesting.
And it was clear where Bill Kristol would come down. So I think he is the choice that brings it. It won't make the Bernie people happy, but the Bernie people aren't the ones that Hillary Clinton is going to need.
So
she needs the middle.
With about a minute and a half left here, so you spoke with Ann Holton today. Are they ready for, you know, this next move, which is, you know, you go 110 miles an hour, right, in your motorcade, literally, as vice presidential candidate, and then you become vice president, and it becomes a little bit more like Veep. Are they ready for all of that?
And the young family and that kind of thing?
Well, their kids, all three of their kids are older. Nat is being deployed. I don't even know.
You mentioned her last
night. He's being deployed to Europe.
He's a Marine.
Right? Yes. Anella, the daughter, is here. But the kids are old enough now, and Anne is working. Tim was elected to the U.S. Senate. She stayed with kids in Virginia because she was a member of the governor's cabinet. She was the Secretary of Education. She resigned on Friday, not being able to do both. Mm-hmm. They are going to do something that is classic Clinton on this weekend. I can't tell you how many miles I covered with the Clinton-Gore buscapades. It is both Hillary and Bill, Tim and Ann, in buses going from Philadelphia across the state, which James Carville calls the center of it, Arkansas, and then you get to Pittsburgh, and then Youngstown, and then up through
to Columbus.
And this is exactly the kind of route you have to carve if you're going to reach quickly to that sector of votes.
And that's where they are failing at the moment. So that's where Democrats are really having a tough time. And Trump, despite the fact that Trump is a billionaire who's, you know, famous for firing people, white working class men specifically are tracking with him and they are not tracking with her. What do you make of that?
I think Hillary Clinton, I've covered her for 23 years of her public national career. And people don't look at her as a woman or as a former first lady. They look at all of the political baggage that she collected way back to I could have stayed home and baked cookies.
Right. Whitewater, all that.
Whitewater, the health care program that they stirred up in private and served cold and never went anywhere. And I think it is her political track record. And this is exactly the strain we've seen in both parties. To heck with the establishment. We don't want the Secretary of Status Quo. We want somebody in there from the outset.
We're going to disrupt her in some ways, is what they're saying.
Or a revolution or change or whatever you want to call it. I noticed there was a lot of talk about hope last night. Not a lot of talk about change.
Yeah, you can put them together.
Excellent point. All right, Ann Compton, thank you very much. Appreciate it. It's been, again, an honor to be with you here. For this run, you say it's your last. I'd like you to come back in 4 years and let's do it all over again.
This is my last rodeo.
Absolute last one. You wouldn't rethink it?
I would not rethink it. And you know why? Because the first 42 years of doing this has been so great. You have to know when to fold them. And there are so many incredibly bright, intelligent, active, digitally inclined reporters at ABC News now, I have no compunction about leaving it all in their good hands.
Well, we know you have Chicago roots, so we hope you at least check in with us on occasion.
My dad just had his 100th birthday in Evanston. And can I tell you real quickly?
Sure.
Dad turned 100. Lifelong Chicagoan, lifelong Republican, Romney, Reagan, McCain. And he called me in February, says, if Trump gets the nomination, I'm voting for Hillary. And I felt the ground move. And I said, Dad, you've been a Republican for 100 years. Second 100, you can be an independent. And he told me I could tell you that story.
Oh, well, that's excellent. Well, I just want you to do one thing for me before you go, because whenever we would call you, and you were so gracious over the years to be able to pick up and talk to us when we were together at ABC News, I just want to, because when you call Ann on the phone, she says, all you hear is her scream her last name at you. Compton here.
That's how you answer the phone?
That's how she answers. I just want one last one of those before we go.
Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
Yes. That's good. Yes.
Love it.
All right. Violetta Podramatic's got the WGN traffic trouble spots.